The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 19th of October, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. Well, just when we thought Apple was done announcing products, here they come again. Yes, Apple's got an iPad Pro and Mac event coming at the end of this month. Yep, just a few days away. Yes, yesterday, Apple issued out invites to the media for its October 30th event that's going to be held in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, hooray. Now, the reason why I said iPad Pro and Mac event is, well, I think that's pretty much all they got left to introduce, right? Their actual tagline for the event is, "There's more in the making." Well, they certainly hope so, because if they launch another iPhone, a lot of people are going to be pissed, saying, "Ah, damn, I want that one now." Now, of course, other than products, I'm sure we'll be seeing some things about software, particularly probably details for the release of iOS 12.1. Hopefully with no bugs this time. Premium Spotify users, yep, it's a good Friday for you. They've got some new updates rolling out, and they're coming out globally. Yes, it's not just certain territories, to both Android and iOS users. So, what sort of new goodies are we going to get? Well, we're going to get Artist Radio. That's going to let users have endless songs from an artist or a band. Yeah, it's kind of like a playlist, I know. There's a new streamlined navigation, and this is nice to see. It's supposed to make it a little bit easier now to operate the Spotify interface. Something I have to personally say, yeah, Spotify, when it comes to a user experience using their software, it's just not up to par with other services. On top of that, you're also going to get personalized search. So if you are a premium member, go take advantage of it right now. Go get your update in the iOS App Store or, of course, Google Play. Linux fans, oh yes, we've got some new Ubuntu news for you. Cosmic Cuttlefish, don't you just love the names they come out with? Yep, it is now out, or if you just need the actual name, it's Ubuntu Linux 18.10. Nah, I prefer the name. Now, here's something that sounds like an Ubuntu statement, because it pretty much is. But according to them, this will continue the Ubuntu proud tradition into a high-quality, easy-to-use Linux distribution. Now, don't expect to be completely like, "Oh, wow, it's completely different." No. The Ubuntu kernel has been updated to 4.18, based off the Linux kernel. There is, however, though, some new features under the hood that you'll feel in performance, and of course, a lot of bug squashing. Cosmic Cuttlefish will also be shipping with the latest Firefox 63 browser, LibreOffice 6.12, and so many other things they just didn't go into detail about. So, what are you waiting for? Fire up that BitTorrent and let your ISP, yes, see, I'm downloading something legal. Take that. We're going to whisper through this one. Okay, I won't whisper through the whole thing. That'll annoy the hell out of you. But the reason why we're whispering is because Alexa now has a whisper mode. At least if you're in the U.S. Yep, starting today, speakers and smart home appliances with Alexa built right in will respond to a whisper speech by whispering back. Meaning if you go, "Hey, Alexa," she'll probably go back and say, "Yeah, what the hell do you want?" Apparently, she's going to do this automatically, but I think you have to go in and turn on some settings in your app and stuff. That'll be in your settings, Alexa account, and Alexa voices response. But once you got all those switches and stuff toggled on, you should be ready to go to experience Alexa in a quieter mode. Amazon is introducing this, so just in case you're in a room, say somebody's sleeping, or you just got the baby to sleep, but you still need to have a conversation with Alexa, well, there's the whisper mode now. Unfortunately, with every good thing, this is also a drawback, too. Because if we thought Alexa wasn't listening to us before when we're whispering, well, she sure as hell is now. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for our podcast, our blog and review section. Go over there, check it out for yourself and see what you've been missing. Check us out also on Facebook and Instagram, too, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But don't pass up our BTN community over at our Slack room. That is the fun place to be, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. If you're not already, come join us. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show, yep, heading into the weekend just like yourself. However, though, we will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, it is Friday. Hell with it. Leave work early. Let's go out and party. Have a great Friday and a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.